And now, from the Room 111 studios, it's Hacking Engagement with James Sternovan.
Hey there, listener. Welcome back to the Hacking Engagement podcast. I'm so glad you're here. 2 years ago, I was teaching high school, and our building principal set up the Remind app for our staff. I must confess that at first I found this app annoying. The flurry of messages I was receiving from our fearless leader was invasive. Granted, many of the messages were germane to being a teacher at our school, and some of them were essential, such as, we're on a 2-hour delay, or don't forget I'm observing you tomorrow. Grudgingly, I began to acknowledge the value of this mode of communication and collaboration. Now, this fall, I embarked on a new education journey as an adjunct at Muskingum University. I decided to give Remind a try with my students. I quite simply embraced the old cliche, when in Rome, do like the Romans. Over the past decade, I'd experienced the frustration of unrequited emails sent to students. Young folks aren't big fans of emails, but they text the hell out of one another. Remind embraces this proclivity. The messages come through the recipient's device as a text, and then the receiver can respond. But Remind isn't just a group thing. Teachers can message students or parents individually and then carry on conversations with just them. While emails are certainly not going anywhere, I mean, they're going to be around, they're going to be used, Remind can help supplement that communication so you're just not relying on seeing them in class or them reading their emails. On its surface, Remind may seem like it's ripe for inappropriate communications between students and teachers. If those anxieties are stirring in you, please visit my show notes, and I have a link to the page where Remind talks all about its commitment to security and protecting students. To help describe how this app works from the student perspective, I conscripted some of my current primary sources. Taylor Clemens, Raider Falumli, and Macy McAdams are my current students. These magnificent future teachers will also speculate how they'll utilize this app in their eventual classrooms. Buckle up, man. This could transform the way you interact with students. Hey, so get this, listener. My publisher contacts me and says, I love the way Hacking Engagement is selling. How about doing 50 more? I was all over it like a cheap suit. So the name of the book is Hacking Engagement Again, 50 Teacher Tools That Will Make Students Love Your Class. And it's going to be available on Amazon's virtual shelves in the late summer of 2017. In the meantime, if you're looking for more teacher empowerment resources, as always, visit hacklearning.org. Now let's get back to the solutions part of the Hacking Engagement podcast. So here we are in the room, 111 New Concord Studios. Yes, that's new, the New Concord Studios. And I'm here with some of my friends. We're going to talk about Remind. Say hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good job, man. Excellent. And I'm going to go one at a time, and I'm going to have these wonderful folks explain why they want to be teachers and where they see themselves in 10 years. And these are all students at Muskingum University in the education program. We're going to start out with the student who's going to be working with the youngest kids. Her name is Taylor Clemens, and I've got this car, Taylor. I'm going to call her by her Sturdivant nickname, which is Taymons. And so, Taymons, enlighten my audience about why you want to be a teacher and what you see yourself doing 10 years from now.
I want to be a teacher because in high school, I had the opportunity to intern in different classrooms. My first semester, I was in a gen ed first grade classroom, which was cool. And then the last couple semesters of my high school career, I was in an emotionally disturbed classroom, and I just absolutely fell in love with the setting, the personal connection you have with the kids, and like just working with the kids that need a little extra help because of different traumas that they faced in their lives in the beginning.
And you're a calm person. I could see you being good at that, man.
It was definitely crazy. There was a lot of punches, kicks, being spit on. But, you know, that just comes with it. In 10 years, I hope to have my own emotionally disturbed classroom with kids of all different grade levels that have experienced these different traumas and just helping them figure out, you know, what they're going to do in life and how they're going to navigate to get where they want to be.
Where do you think that'll be?
Where it'll be?
Yeah.
I really like Amesville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the ED unit is that I was interning in.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully be around there. I grew up 10 minutes away, so.
So you're going to stay in Ohio?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Good for you, man. I'm so glad. Because guess what? If I'm still alive, I'll still be in Ohio. Okay, so you're going to work with little kids probably, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got our early childhood person. And now we're going to go to Macy McAdams. Say hello.
Again.
And I'm not going to call her by her real name. I'm going to call her by her Sturdivant nickname, which is McCasey. And you're not sure whether you're going to do middle school, high school, or elementary, or are you?
I like elementary and middle school, but since I'll be K-12 certified, mm-hmm. I'll be, you know, happy with any art classroom. I want to be an art teacher. You know, and I kind of fell in love with teaching art because I love making art, but I also love working with people. I'm a really social person.
Yes, you are.
And I like little guys, you know. I think
Yeah. Their
creativity's contagious, and I love that energy.
We went to this field experience, and McCasey and I were laughing because at some of the kids' artwork, which was really adorable on the walls. You'd be a great art teacher.
Thanks.
And so where are you going to be 10 years from now?
So 10 years from now, I hope to have, you know, my own classroom, maybe in a middle or elementary school, and doesn't matter where in the country that
Good
is.
Answer.
Maybe somewhere warm, but I'm not picky.
Okay, excellent. So we have a future teacher of little kids, a future teacher of maybe middle school kids, maybe high school, maybe elementary. And over here we've got Raider Falumli. And I'm not going to call him that. I'm going to call him by his Sturdivant nickname, which is Redumli. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I for sure want to teach high school age kids. I'm not so sure how well I'd be able to deal with the maturity level of kids younger than 15 years old. In 10 years, I hope to be established. That's my biggest thing. At that point, I want to have enough momentum so that any situation that I happen to get into, I can just plow right through it, you know?
You manage it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Redumli. You are a task master. You're going to be a great teacher as well.
Thank you.
So I got little kids, I got middle-sized kids, and I got big kids. And we're all going to talk about this thing called Remind. Now, it has revolutionized the way I teach. I mean, I talk in the introduction about how I was exposed to this as a teacher, and I thought it was kind of annoying. But now I really see the value in it. And I think most people, when they think of electronic communication on the school level, they think about email. But why is Remind better than email? I'm going to go to McCasey on that. What's your answer to that?
Remind is so much more accessible for students. Students, especially in the high school, middle school level, are not going to check their email
right
every day, or, you know, let alone every hour when you
at
would need them
level.
To.
At the college
yeah,
level.
Even at the college level. So Remind, it's a text. It goes right to their phone that they're already looking at.
Yep.
And so you're going to be able to communicate with them instantly.
How often every day do you look at your email? I'm going to answer this question too.
Probably once in the morning.
Right. That's the way I am. I look at it maybe once or twice. It's kind of like,
mm-hmm.
I never thought I'd be old enough to say this, but email is old school.
It is.
I mean, it's kind of like the way that, you know, oh gosh, they sent me an email. Oh my gosh, they sent me an email. And what's crazy about Remind, what I love about Remind is, you know, you're limited in terms of how much you can message on there.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is put a link. So if I wanted you to see a Google Doc, I could put a link to the Google Doc. That has not been a hesitation, a limitation at all. So you're saying, as a student, you get a Remind, bam, you look at it. You get an email, you might look at it in 24 hours.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, and I have an Apple Watch, so when you send out a Remind, my watch vibrates and I check it out and I see, oh, Sturdivant messaged me.
That's awesome. That makes me happy. I view Remind as a tool which has great practical and relational value. Demons, talk about how it's been helpful to you as a student in my class, and how it's helped build a relationship between you and me.
The Remind app is very helpful because you always send out a text like, oh, don't forget this assignment. So if you're in class and you're like finishing up the last bit of notes while you're discussing like what the next assignment is, and you don't get it written down in the planner, you can count on you sending out this remind like, hey, don't forget this. And it's also, it's so informal. You don't have to worry about Professor so-and-so, Dr. so-and-so, here's my paragraph, sincerely, all of this. Hey, what's the assignment? I didn't get this. You send back. And it's, and it builds the relationship because you know that at any time you can send you this remind or give you a call and you're going to answer. You don't have to worry about, like you said, checking your email maybe 2 days later. The assignment's already due or it's due that day and you don't have time to finish it.
Are you kind of shocked by how fast I get back to you?
Yes.
I think that says something negative about me. I might not know what's going on. No, here's something else. Maybe all of you guys caught this. Have you noticed how Sturdivant will say, like, instead of putting writing out Y-O-U, I'll just put the letter U?
Yeah.
If I'll just say, like, see you tomorrow. C, letter, U, the letter, tomorrow. It is kind of the way people communicate these days. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but it is. I love the what you said. It's informal. Now, let me build off what you said. It's kind of interesting. A couple things I did, and McKasey saw me do this in class. Had a student who was absent. I felt bad for her. She was having a rough day. So I just took a picture in class of everybody waving, sent it to her. She was very appreciative of that. Something else that happened to me, and this is all along the relational side, was having a conversation with a student in class, the bell. Well, I guess we don't have bells around here, but the time was up. Everybody left. And I thought, oh, man, I wished I would have told him this. So what I did was I just shot him a remind later, and then he and I had a conversation on remind. That wouldn't have happened without remind.
Right.
If I sent him an email, he wouldn't have looked at it.
No.
So I love your observations there. Okay. I communicate with students a lot on remind. Rick Dillman, you wish I'd tone it down.
Oh, absolutely not.
I love it. Keep going.
Yeah. In this day and age, kids have issues keeping up with their work. There's a lot going on. And remind, we've talked about it. It's a great method to keep kids on top of their work.
Hey, do you remember when I shot you a remind on a Thursday night and you shot me back an image in response to my remind? You remember that?
Yeah. We were playing a football game.
Yeah,
we were just kind of chatting, you know, and it's such a great tool to not only for the educational aspect of it, but just personal.
Yeah, Ray Dimley went to a high school called Licking Valley High School, which is known for having outstanding football teams. And I was at home, and I saw that his mighty Panthers were destroying somebody. So I sent him a remind. He sent me back a picture of the scoreboard. That was a solid bonding situation for you and I.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to get his field experience set up. He wanted to go and to this high school to do his field experience where I used to teach. I talked to a couple of my former colleagues on the phone, shot him a remind. Hey, this is who you need to contact. I'm with you 100% on that. Okay, now this is going to be something that is a challenging question for Taimons because you're going to be working with little kids. How could you use remind with little kids?
So, obviously, elementary school kids, or at least when I was in elementary school, you didn't have a cell phone. With the students that I'm working with, where they are younger, this will be more of an interaction with the parents. So,
yeah,
instead of sending out, like, a new class newsletter, which I'll still do, but for permission slips, stuff like that, shoot out a quick remind. Hey, this is coming home with the students, you know, make sure you're looking for it. Because I know when I was in elementary school, even in high school, when I would get a permission slip, I would shove it in the bottom of my book bag.
You are like everyone.
I would remember the day of or the day before, and I'm like, oh, hey, Mom, can you sign this? Also, we need 3 dozen cookies.
And then,
you know, that's not enough time to prepare, but if, you know, my mom would have been on this remind system, she would have gotten a text the day that the permission slip would have gotten out. And then when I got home, she would have asked me for it and expected me to have it. So it's a good way to keep in touch with the parents, let them know what's happening. And you don't have to worry about sending out an individual text to each parent.
That's a really good answer. That's a really good answer. And I can tell you that my wife is a central office person, and she had to send out a permission slip, and she had about 30% response on that. She said it's a nightmare trying to get stuff back. That is an outstanding response. Thank you. Now, with any application such as this, there's danger. Why might a parent fear a tool like Remind, and how would you mitigate such a fear? McCasey, lay it on us.
So this is kind of a tricky subject because, you know, it is a texting communication between a teacher and a student.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some parents might not understand, especially if they're not, you know, tech savvy. They don't use texting that much. So, I mean, I think just educating the parents about what Remind is, like, right. If, you know, if you get the parents, like Taimon said, like, if you get them involved with Remind, they'll understand how it works. And, mm-hmm. you know, any fears that they might have will be, you know, kind of dissipated because they'll realize this is a great tool.
And they're part of the communication.
Right. Yeah, they'll be a part of the communication. Also, Remind, the teacher can't see the student's actual phone number.
Yeah.
And the student can't see the teacher's actual phone number.
Right.
So there's no...
How do I undermine that?
Well, if we do have to get in contact with you, if we have to call you, you'll just remind us your phone number.
Yeah, isn't that something? What am I thinking? Okay, and one thing I want to add to that was a really solid answer is those Remind messages don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So if a parent gets, I don't know, a little anxious about some of the communication that's going back and forth, they can go and they can check.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that there has to be communication. Schools have to be on board. Parents have to be on board. But I'm telling you something, once you experience it, you're like, this is 1,000 times easier. That's a good answer. Now, I'm going to go to Redoomly, give a teacher who is considering utilizing Remind a word of encouragement. Because you've used it. You used it
oh, yeah.
at your old high school. You have used it a lot.
Yeah, I would absolutely recommend it. Some other teachers, they use another app called GroupMe, but I believe that Remind is a little bit better because you can have a one-to-one conversation on Remind.
Yeah.
While on GroupMe, everybody has to know what you're about to say. And maybe for some people, that'll make them uncomfortable. So when you're able to just message the teacher yeah. one-to-one, you feel a lot more safe doing that.
Good answer.
Yeah.
And you experienced this at your old high school. It's pretty darn easy to get into a class.
Super easy, super intuitive.
So it's like I think it's a QR code or like actually you just text a number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. One last thing, I'll just go around. If there's anything you want to add to what's been said, you go for it. McCasey, can you think of anything?
I'm just saying, like, so especially with the bonding aspect, you know, you get those personal relationships with students, and that's, you know, something that's super valuable in a mm-hmm. classroom.
Excellent. And Remind has helped you and me become mm-hmm. closer. Wouldn't you agree?
For sure. Yeah, we had that whole conversation about
hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
No. Cuneiform.
Yeah, we were talking about the ancient art on the.
That's right. Taimon, anything you want to add?
Going off of what Casey was saying, that relationship, it's so important to build a relationship with your students because once you know your student, you can tell, like, hey, I can tell you're having an off day. Like, yeah. you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
And especially for what I'm gonna, like, emotionally disturbed kids, it's so important to be able to tell when they're even the slightest bit off. And, you know, having that relationship with them and their parents to be able to shoot them a text like, hey, you know, I noticed this. Like, is everything okay? Do you want to have a meeting? Grab coffee? Like, is everything okay? So just building on that relationship, not only helping you learn the student, but the student to be more comfortable in confiding in you and so you can help them.
Man, the relationship part has been a big theme in this conversation. I love it. Redoomly, is there anything you want to add?
You know, there's not much left, but there's one more thing I wanted to add. I don't know who designed Remind, but I can tell you that, at least for me, it seems like the perfect kind of app for mm-hmm. the
student-teacher
dynamic. And even I've used it in the coach-player sphere before as well. But the way that the app is set up, it's just perfect for that kind of relationship.
I want to go off that because I was coaching track last year. We had the Remind app for our track team, and it was invaluable when a meet got canceled or practice mm-hmm. got canceled. Mm-hmm. It was invaluable. I'm with you 1,000%. You guys are going to be great teachers. I'm so glad you came in. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. See ya.
So here we are at the What You Can Do Tomorrow section, and the problem is, you know, student-teacher communication needs to be improved, and the Remind app just might be your ticket to doing that. Give this a study. Go to the Remind application website, look through it, watch some tutorial videos on YouTube, listen to some customer comments. become familiar with this app, and then check with your building principal to see if using Remind app at your school is kosher. And you might have to explain it to her. Or maybe she's using it. Who knows, man? Finally, I would advise you to set up a small test group, maybe of students. Or if you're working with younger students, maybe some parents of those students, and try it for a couple weeks and see what you feel about it. You know, set out some announcements about what's going to take place in class or what took place in class. Or maybe just some encouragements. That's what I like to do. Remind transformed the way I communicate and collaborate with my students. It has that same potential for your class. And good luck tomorrow engaging your kids.
Show notes for this episode can be found at janesallensternevant.com. If you enjoy Hacking Engagement, please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes.